We'll talk later.
To the truth about Prosperity on
Spirit
Body
Radio,
Mind Radio.
Your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
I always do that intro early. Welcome, everybody, to The Truth About Prosperity with Dave Kerchovic and myself, Penny Golden. Today, we have Pat, who is absent again. And, Dave, I think you just let your wife travel too much. Is that possible?
I do. That's absolutely possible.
No, I'm glad that she's traveling. She's visiting with family, so we'll miss her today. Hopefully, she'll be able to listen in. And, Dave, I'm glad that you can be here, and we can talk a little bit more about prosperity. You had emailed me some ideals for the show, and did you want to start out with those?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start. And actually, let's go backwards for a moment to what we talked about last time about giving. And we talked about that. I think you posted like different charities for financial prosperity and charities of service. And so basically, you know, the concept was, is that what we give, we receive.
Right.
And that was the theme of what we were talking about. And there's different aspects of giving. And that the more specific we are in our giving, the more specific that energy will return to us is sort of what we were talking about.
Brought up this concept, and I have to say, for me, I never paid attention to this. So you're actually not only sharing this information with our listeners, but with me as well. I have never quite paid attention to the specifics of it. So share more.
That's because you're so much in the flow, Penny. It just flows to you. That's why.
Maybe. Or maybe, you know, maybe what you're about to say is valuable to me. And there are times when I want to share with my children especially and with other people that kind of come to me, you know, in a leadership, where I'm in a leadership role, where I could share with them to be more specific. So how do we do that?
Right. You know, and you could probably, I bet every one of the listeners can think of a person they know that is very loving. And they give a lot of love. And those people probably, I bet most people are going to say, they receive a lot of love in their life too.
Yeah. Okay.
So not only are they giving it, but they seem to have a very loving life. There's a lot of love in their life from both a giving and a receiving standpoint. That's that energy in play. But on the other hand, they could not be flowing from a monetary standpoint or a prosperity standpoint, from a health and wellness piece, but the love aspect blossoming beautifully.
Wow. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Everything is in balance. Go ahead.
No, it makes perfect sense. I mean, you just explained it so quickly that I'm like, wow, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah. So that's why when I sent you the email and you posted the information on the website, I was very specific about, here are these charities that you can work with that would be more geared toward financial prosperity. Here are these that are geared more toward service, or service would be love. I'm trying to help someone who's in a difficult situation. And then there's charities for those that feed the body. They're hungry. Charities that support food programs.
Right.
And then there's another piece of it, too. It's like, where do we get our spiritual food? We didn't really talk about that last time, but, you know, that's the concept. You know, you go to, I know when I was brought up in the Catholic Church, probably once a year you had some sort of an appeal to, you know, give additional money, or there was a second collection at the service, at the Mass, to provide additional funds to the church. And so it's always a good habit in my view to give to where you get your spiritual food. And that could be as easily as the church you go to, or whatever teacher you're listening to, or it could even be a yoga program if you get spiritual food from that. It could be anywhere. And one of the things, go ahead.
I think so. Like, some people, you know, especially in our community, you know, the body, mind, spirit community, they'll typically use self-help programs because they're discovering themselves and they're testing things out for themselves to find the wholeness of it. And I think that is supporting those people that are creating in that, whether they're writing books or they have CDs. It's supporting those things of which you have really gained and that have
exactly.
fed you. So
exactly.
it can be that, too. It doesn't just have to be the church.
Right. You know, and there was a point in time when Pat and I was visiting the Renaissance Unity in Warren quite frequently. We don't go there quite as much now, but, you know, and every time we went, we would make some sort of a donation. But even still, because of the food that they provided us, even to this day, we occasionally make contributions, even if we don't go to a service. Like, for example,
wow.
we always love their Christmas and New Year services. Even at that time of year, we'll make a contribution just because of what they provided to us in the past to honor, to acknowledge that. So not
wow.
only am I giving that, but you know what? I'm feeding myself, too. I mean, let's just be really clear about this. So not am I just giving to them, but I'm giving to myself because that's how the universe works. What you
yeah.
give to yourself, you give to others, and what others give to you, you now have available to give to others. It's just a continuous flow, and that's what this whole program, Truth and Prosperity, is about in my mind. When you're in the flow, it just flows, and
yeah.
You know, just more comes to you to give.
Yeah, I think that connection between the giving and the receiving is everything. That's the completeness of it. You know, what you're giving out to the world is what you're receiving back. You know, of course, Edgar Cayce, you know, he says that. You know, if you want to be a better, if you want to have better friends, be a better friend. On every
Perfect.
Level, the giving and the receiving, what you have given out is coming back. You know, that ebb and that flow of life is happening
right.
on all levels. And that is prosperity in every aspect of your life. That's amazing
right.
that you give to programs that inspired you maybe a year or two ago and that you're still, you know, giving to those. I think that's awesome.
You know, when Pat and I were doing breathwork teachings and we were going to different trainings for breathwork, you know, you pay a fairly substantial fee to go to those trainings, especially the facilitator trainings and the trainer trainings. They're not cheap. Let's be very
right,
clear
yeah.
about that. Even
yeah.
so, one could say, well, I gave my money for the training and she's making out really well for that. But we gave a little bit extra just as a donation because we said this work has meant so much in our lives and has made such a difference and we're able to pass these teachings on to others. We are just so grateful that we're going to give you a little bit more. I mean, it,
wow.
you know, and it's not the amount. I mean, sure, the amount makes, but I think it's more the intention. It wasn't a, you know, thousands of dollars by any means, but it was just a check and the intention that says we so acknowledge this work, the power of this work. We are so grateful. There's really not a price tag to what it can provide. So we're giving
wow.
more so, to support the work. Give it, use it how you want, as a scholarship to someone that can't afford it. What a beautiful thing. You know,
Absolutely.
Someone can come who couldn't afford to come before. I couldn't think of a better way to spend the money for how I and Pat have been enriched by this work.
That's beautiful.
And so the blessings continue to come.
Wow. Yeah, it's when I was a little girl, my mother, she used to say, the gift is in the giving. At Christmas and at birthdays and at times when, you know, you're a kid, you're like, I wanted this or I want that. She taught us the gift is in the giving. And that feeling that you get when you give, it's elation. There's nothing that can replace that. It's an amazing thing. And so that's where in my life I kind of look at giving in all ways, and I never kind of made that connection to how specific it can be. But I love that you brought it up, and I think I might just chart out, you know, any area, you know, or kind of write out the areas. I'm kind of like that. Are you like that, Dave? Do you make lists like that?
I do, Penny, but I think you're better at it than I am.
Well, I'm a girl. I've made a lot of lists. We're famous for lists.
But when you do that, you can begin to see the pattern. I mean, you really can, and I think it would be very helpful for readers that are attuned to that, or, you know, that's one of the things that they're comfortable doing, is do that and see the pattern in their life. See when they've done that and what the difference is, and when they haven't done that and what the difference is. It's there. It's there for those of us that want to see.
Well, you know, we have a caller, and it might be Pat. The phone number looks familiar. Let's check out who we have calling into the show right now. Hello, you're
Hi.
On Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Who's calling?
Hi, Penny. Hi, David. This is
Hi, Pat. Oh, my God. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm sorry I called in late, but I'm traveling, so I called in when I knew it was safe to do so.
Well, whenever you call is always the perfect time.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. The party starts when you get there. I'm so glad you joined us. Were you able to hear anything before you were able to call in?
I was. I was listening to you talking about, you know, giving to where you get your spiritual food, and I think that's a really important concept. And I think often when people give, they give to organizations that they don't really have that kind of a relationship with, and maybe they're getting spiritual food from somewhere but not conscious of the fact that they're not giving back. And I think that giving back is the key to having this cycle of receiving and giving and receiving and giving continue.
Yeah, you know, it's so powerful, and I'm just going to admit, I don't do it. I have not done it that way. And I want to, though, because when it comes to me that way, when somebody gives to me something extra, sometimes it might be a little card or a little anything, that feeling that because I wake up every day and I want to be of service, that somebody has recognized that is, you know, it really feeds my soul, that little extra effort that they give. And my giving has always been more pitiful, really. You know, like if I see people with no food or pencils or this or that. So I've given only in a poverty way. I know it sounds crazy, but I haven't given in a prosperous way.
Wow, that's a really great distinction, Penny. I'm so grateful you brought that up. That is awesome.
Yeah, well,
that is.
I mean, that's the truth that I'm a little shocked about. I'm glad I just discovered this. This can lead me to really, I think, you know, that's what I want, is I want to grow what is great, you know, like in my garden, which is my life. I want to grow businesses that are great businesses, that care about people, that are there to help people make the next great step in their life. But my charitable givings have always been for poor. I'm really going to make a shift from this.
And,
so
and it
I,
doesn't
I
mean that you
head
change.
Off to the shoe of you for having recognized that, and you are actually fostering and supporting what really matters, you know, above and beyond what would need to be done in a great way. That's fabulous. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
I think it's great that we bring all this out, and I am sure the listeners are appreciating that, because we're really going deep down the rabbit hole, and I think that's really cool, because, you know, we as Americans have been programmed to give on that basis, Penny. I mean, I can think of, especially, I don't know how many years ago, but you see these commercials on television, and you see these hungry children in Africa, wherever it is, and they try and feed on your guilt and compassion to look at these people and give from a, like you said, a poverty standpoint.
Yeah.
No, I want to give from an abundant standpoint. It doesn't mean I change what I do. It's just I change how I do it. And that makes all the difference in the world.
Wow.
How I do it, not what I do. It's how I do what I do.
And the connectedness like Pat said, it's connected. It's directly connected. It's amazing. You guys are blowing my mind. This is fantastic. I am so glad I tuned into the radio show tonight.
You know, I'd like to share a little story. I was talking to my older son who lives in California, and he was saying that he had a really a real abundant moment. Last weekend, he and his family went to one of mine and Dave's, we used to live in California, went to one of our favorite ice cream stores. And they called us to say, oh, we thought of you, we went to Sweet Retreat. And we were getting ice cream, but the most amazing thing happened. The kids lined up, they ordered, Brian and Murphy ordered, and then when they went to pay their bill, the lady said, nope, your bill's covered. And he said, what do you mean our bill's covered? Well, somebody came in here and left me a 20 and said, the next family that comes in here, I want to pay for their ice cream. And he thought, wow, how cool was that? How cool was that?
Wow,
and he never expected that some, you know, anonymous donor paid for his ice cream. So he thought, wow, I wish I'd have thought of that. So he left money and said, you know what? I want to pay this forward. The next family that comes in here, I want to buy their ice cream. So he left, you know, a $20 bill and said, you know, for the people who come in next. So isn't that a cool thing to do?
It's totally awesome.
I didn't know you,
I think you made it up. It's that good.
I swear I didn't make it up, and I wish
I know you didn't. I know you. You never make stuff up. That is totally awesome. That is really great. Anytime I saw somebody in uniform, me and my husband, we would go through our waitress, we would pay for their meal, anybody in uniform. But the thing is that they couldn't tell them who in the restaurant paid for it. Because we didn't want, you know, like them to say, come and say thank you to us. We just wanted them to know, here you are out in the public, and the public cares about you, you know? We don't visit many restaurants now, but for quite some time it was fantastic to know that, you know, just us for 20 or 30 or 40 or bucks, you know, you could just let somebody in service know that they're cared about, that the public cares, you know? So, yeah, that's a very cool story, Pat. I'm glad he shared that with you just in time for you to share it with us. Very cool.
And what's cool is in both of those examples, we never know what the ripple effect is of the actions we take. We drop pebbles into the pool of consciousness, and there are ripples from the pebbles we drop. So that story that Pat relayed about the ice cream, so one guy puts down a 20, he tells Brian, our son, and our son pays it forward to some other family. So Brian tells us, now we're telling everyone on the show, then there's that family that Brian passed it on that we have no idea what they did with it, and maybe they passed it on, and then they're telling their story. I mean, literally, how many thousands of people maybe were touched?
Yeah.
And their consciousness uplifted from one $20 bill, from one action of one person.
Yeah.
And the same with your story about the military. That one family, the waitress telling the owner, the waitress telling the other waitresses, and all those other connections.
Yeah.
Oh, just give, folks. Everyone, just give. Yes.
Yeah, and there have been times in my life when things seem so dark and so sad in my very younger years that I do remember just a smile was just, it was like sunshine in a bleak life. It was enough to carry me through the day. You know, just another person, a total stranger, just sharing a smile with me because I was so sad inside. And we don't, you know, we don't know if just a smile can do this or just one, you know, one little act of kindness like the ice cream. We have no idea where those ripples go out to. It's amazing. So that's giving, right?
That is giving.
That is giving. That's prosperity, because we always have something to give, even the smile, you know.
And it's such a perfect, those are such perfect examples, like you said, that's giving, it is. And it's also receiving, because it's exactly the same thing, and it's what the Lord Jesus said when he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Of course, the problem is a lot of us don't love ourselves like we really think we do or should, but he was using that as an example, and that's a whole other subject, probably a whole show on that, in fact, about self-love.
Yeah.
But, you know, what he was meaning by that is it's all connected. We are all one. And literally, when we're giving to another, we're giving to ourselves. And it just comes back
manifold.
Yeah,
and that's where I like the Bible verse that also says, as you have done it unto the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. And so, you know, when I can have that verse before me in any situation that I'm reviewing in my mind or that I'm about to enter into, it just reminds me that, you know, I could be talking to the jerk who cut me off in traffic or the person who just doesn't care and is, you know, sloppy with what they're doing for me, or I could be talking to the Christ within them, that part of them that is, as you have done it unto me, you have done it unto, you know. So I love Bible verses like that, you know, that kind of connect us with our wholeness, our truth, you know. They're very cool. But I need to some other, like, religions. I only know the Christian ones. I know some of the Native American ones. I want to get a list of all of them, though, you know, that kind of, because all religions kind of say the same thing with different words, you know?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're more alike than they're not alike.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Just different names and different ways, but the teaching is very much the same. There's
yeah,
because
the truth
course.
Is underlying all things, and therefore...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I always like to say,
truth
is truth.
Yeah, truth. Honestly, it is. Pat, is it pretty where you're at?
Actually, it had been raining, and it's just overcast.
Ah, gotcha. It's been raining here, too. I love the rain. The plants are going crazy. They're like, you can almost watch them grow. I mean,
yeah,
most of my plants are weeds, so they grow fast anyway. But I'm just saying, I mean, in a day, you can watch them grow. There's a lot of rain.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think our garden's this is probably going to be a really good year for vegetable gardens. I know
do
ours
you guys
is
have
taking
a vegetable
off.
Garden?
Yes,
we do.
A little one.
You guys are so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, we always start with good intentions, and then somehow other activities take us away, and we don't do a very good job of the weeding part. But,
right.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's easier if you have a whole family, you know, when you have an entire household to care for and there's just a couple people, it becomes quite a bit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I told my daughters they should come and do my work. They're not sold on it, but I'm sold on it. I have a subject. I have a little tiny book. You guys want to hear about it?
Yes.
Well, can I just finish a...
Continue on. The floor is yours.
Yeah, because it's something that you'd said earlier, Penny, and because it's happening right now in my life, and it's a teaching that's being deepened in my life, I think that it's synchronistic. We talked about synchronicity in a past show, that it's shown up, and then it's come to mind with something that you said. So I think it's worth sharing.
Great.
And it's this. It's that whenever you said in the past that you had given from the standpoint of poverty versus maybe abundance, you know, and we can all think in our minds of those pictures we've seen of, children who are hungry and their bony bodies, and you just feel for them.
Yeah.
And you know, there's contrast in life. That's what we live in. We live in the world of duality between right and wrong and big and small and here and there and tall and short and whatever it is. So imagine this. Let's consider the possibility that that particular soul that chose to go into the body of one who is hungry, that we would not be able to step into our grandness, our greatness, and understand what love is and compassion of heart and be able to give to them if they weren't in an impoverished condition.
Yeah.
It's
profound. I think the more you think about it, the more profound it becomes.
And that's where I'm at in my life right now, is the profoundness of this. And that's where some of that has to do with self-love as well. But if we did not have these examples, then we would not know to choose differently.
Yeah.
Everything would be the same. It would be like, hey, we would not know what it's like to have the weather we had this past weekend in Michigan of 80-degree days and sunny and no humidity and how beautiful it is. If it was always like that, we really would not appreciate or know what it is, because we would not know what it is to have 110 degrees with 100% humidity or 0 degrees and a 50-mile-an-hour wind. It's the contrast that sharpens what we are and where we are and what we can choose to be. So in this case, I can choose to give from abundance and sharing and knowing that we are all one and we are all connected. And at the same time, not to condemn those that put that person in that position, not condemn that government for not having birth control or condemning that mother for having too many babies when they couldn't feed the one, but to bless it. Just
yeah.
To bless it with love. Because there's so much good that can still come out of that because of the hearts that are awakened for that. So when we condemn, we judge, and we create separation. When we love, we bring unity. And we bring it back together. We make it whole again.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dave. I don't want to differ with you, but I want to add something. Is now a good
sure.
time, or should I listen more?
No. Bring it on.
I love the word love. But love is kind of like God. You know, a lot of wars have been started over love, you know. So sometimes I replace that word with compassion. You know, sometimes that works for me because, you know, I love my child when I'm disciplining them. You know, I love myself when I'm forcing myself to do something I don't even really want to do. But I think sometimes that compassion elicits more within me the non-judgment and taking the kinder actions and preventing myself from, you know, getting any higher up, you know, being above any other person. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes that word works better for me. And I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to mention that because so many times in my mind, love failed me. And it wasn't love. It was my understanding of it or my thoughts and my ideals connected to it.
And
but compassion tends to always lead me to act in a proper way that leaves everybody better than when I began.
And I'm so glad you said that because, and you even hit the nail on the head, Penny, when you said love in my, I forget how you said it, but my understanding of that. Most of us, in fact, I'm going to say just about everyone on this planet grows up with love being conditional. And so
yeah.
we have a tainted view of the kind of love that I'm talking about. The love I'm
yeah.
talking about is an allowance for all things because it's an understanding of the underlying perfection of the universe. It's an allowance. It's a surrendering to what is. It's not a resistance to what is. That's the same thing you're talking about with compassion. It is what it is, and you're just giving a compassionate heart and allowing your heart to speak for you and to move you through compassion.
Yeah.
And the love I'm saying is not a justification or it's just saying this is what is in this moment and I allow it to be because that's the way the universe is in this moment.
Yeah.
It just
mm-hmm.
is. I'm not going to argue with it. Now, what am I going to do about it? Am I inspired to act or am I not? I listen to my heart. My heart has compassion. I act and I give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it totally is.
This is really, you know, what I love about this is we really keep going down the rabbit hole. And there's a different, there's certain levels of truth that just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I think we're really hitting on some of those. And I'm very grateful for this community that, that the radio has brought together to allow us to do this.
Yeah, it's really nice, isn't it? You know, there are certain days when I, you know, I do cuss and I will cuss at my computer. I'm serious. you know, it's a love-hate relationship, me and my computer. But I love technology when it can bring us together like this. And when you have people that are open and working within the truth, you know, great discoveries can be made. You know, that's what I'm finding here. I find great discoveries. I hope the listeners are too. We want to invite the listeners to call in. They're always welcome to do that. So let me give the call-out number. If you wanted to call into the show, you could call 646-378-0378. We'd be happy to talk with you. You can share your experiences, ask questions of Dave as our master tonight. So feel free to join us and call in with questions if you like. You did quite a bit of planning for this show, Dave.
I did no planning for the show. So
did
far.
No planning for the show. Did you plan
so far,
for the show,
that...
Pat?
I did not plan for the show.
Okay, we're rocking. That's the way we do
well,
this.
Well, wait, let me clarify. I did plan for the show, but what I planned in terms of my outline here, we haven't gotten to yet.
Okay. Well, you're
don't
in
you just love how the flow takes you to certain places? And I think it's just perfect.
Yeah,
so I
want to
hear
you
about
go.
Your book.
Oh, yeah. There's this little book. It's called Seed Money in Action. And that's S-E-E-D, Seed Money in Action. So, I mean, you know, it's like a best-selling book. And it's all of about, I don't know, like 120 pages. You know, it's pretty small. But they talk about seed money. And seed money is the principle, the law of tenfold return. And it's something we've never talked about. But if, you know, if we go to Jesus Christ, you know, the loaves and the fish that he multiplied, you know, and maybe we did touch on that. Maybe we talked about earlier, you know, the ice cream, and that goes tenfold into, right? You know, if you tell 10 people, that's going tenfold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But this book, and I haven't invested any time in tracking what prosperity goes out and how much comes back, because I think, you know, pretty much every moment that you're connected to another human being, you have an opportunity to have a giving, loving heart. And if you stay with that, you're always giving, and then you're always receiving. So it's kind of constant, you know? But have you guys worked with the law of tenfold?
Not directly in terms of how you're... Well, maybe we have. I just don't know what the book
says.
Well,
isn't that what tithing is?
Well, it is. I would agree with that. And I think the tenfold, I don't know where that actually comes from, but I think the idea is it's just the return when giving with an open heart is just multiplied many times over. That would be my take on it, but maybe there is. Maybe some listener knows where that exactly came from in terms of 10 times. Maybe the book has it.
I'll bet you Penny's Googling that as we speak.
Jeez, busted. Yeah, it comes, it seems, you know, they have some references here from a Russian monk and another one in Italy, so there's quite a few sources for it. I'm going to suggest that I find out more about this and maybe bring this up in the next show. Because it's interesting to me that, you know, the exchange sometimes is so much greater and grander than you can ever even perceive. Sometimes you give and it expands in a way. You know, like the mighty oak, you know, you're planting this small seed, or the mustard seed, which is like the smallest seed there is, and how that can, you know, just multiply. And so I think it's valid for, you know, a prosperity show to kind of delve into. So the next show, I'm going to, I'll come back with some more research about this.
Okay. Who's the author, Penny?
Dr. John Seller. And that's S-P-E-L-L-E-R.
Okay. And the title again is Seed Money?
In Action.
Seed Money in Action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to check that out more. And if anybody's listening and they've read this book or know more about it, you know, join us for the next show on that one, because I think it'll be a good subject for us. So, but Dave, I'll turn the mic back over to you.
Oh, thanks, Penny. Well, you know, one of the things I just wanted to make a comment on is you know, those different organizations for donating to that you posted on the website. One of them, and I just have to say this because I think it's a really cool idea, is DetroitSoup.com. I mean, since we're a Michigan-based business and, you know, the city of Detroit's the largest city to ever file bankruptcy. You know, when such things happen, you know, there's a lot of good that comes out of them too. And they're finding there's a lot of entrepreneurship. There's a lot of new businesses starting up now. There's like an energy that when we are able to let go of the old, it makes room for the new. And this is going to apply later on to our consciousness about money. When we let go of our old thoughts about money, we can make way for new thoughts. The old thoughts are what's holding us back, and the new thoughts are what's going to bring more abundance and prosperity into our lives. And it can just be a simple change in the way of our thinking, which leads to the way we're vibrating, which leads to what we're attracting, and leads to what we're bringing into our life, either easily or with resistance. So back to Detroit. So there's this one organization, it's called Detroit Soup. I forget where I heard about it or what it was, but, you know, as we said, Pat and I, you know, make it a habit of making certain contributions to certain organizations. So I told her, this is one we just got to do this. We got to help these people. This is just a really cool idea. And what it is that, and I forget, maybe it's once a month or something like that, there's a gathering. And people from all over come in at some sort of a restaurant or a meeting center, and they give, and I don't know what it is, it might be $5 or $10, and they get a bowl of soup for dinner.
Okay.
And
it is monthly. I'm on their site right now.
It is. Okay.
DetroitSoup.com.
DetroitSoup.com, right? So they get a bowl of soup, and they give their $10. I don't know what it is for the soup. Does it say, Penny? How much?
I'm gonna find out. You just keep talking.
Okay. So let's just say it's $10 or something. So 100 people go, and they all pay $10, and lo and behold, what is that, 100 times 10? Let's think. Oh,
yeah,
that's $10, that's $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So next thing you know, there's $1,000 of money. Well, then you have these individual speakers that come in and say, hey, I have this idea for a new business. I want to open a bike repair shop because the nearest bike repair shop is so far away. Or someone else says, you know, I want to have a secondhand clothes store, or I want to do this, or I want to, you know, I think there's a really good technology, and I think we should have a place for computer repairs because there's nothing around here that's close. So whatever it is, these groups of people on this particular month pitch their idea. And then everyone in the audience who bought a bowl of soup gets one vote. And whoever pitches the best idea gets the money for the night as seed money for their idea, and they go out and make it happen.
Wow, this is fantastic.
I think it's so cool.
I mean, it touches everything because the whole community is coming together.
Exactly.
But, oh, my God, there's so much good here. Oh, and also, you know, you can have a great ideal in your head, and you know, but until you have to present it to others, you haven't really refined it. And that does this, right? Because you have to refine your ideal and get rid of all of the, oh, no, that wouldn't work. No, no, I don't mean that. I mean this. So there's so much here. You've got the community coming together. You've got all these connections you make. You've got this vibrancy of seeing that other people care and that they are inspired and creative. Oh, my goodness. This is a great place, Dave. Pat,
yeah.
This is...
And like, oh, there's just so much. It's like, okay, so, you know, my idea was selected. So I have the energy of all these people who are wishing me well, and I have their blessings. Plus, I have their money. It's like, oh, my God. And then
so
the people that are giving the money have just made an investment. They made a contribution. So they're giving, too, right? And then the people that didn't win, like you said, their ideas were refined. So they may go off and be successful with their idea anyway because they refined their idea in a way that they never thought possible. Or maybe they found out, well, that idea really wasn't as good, and they go do something else. I mean, there is so much good, Penny. And you're right. It's just not that little piece of it, but it's so much bigger and broader than that. It's not just that one business that started. It's that everyone is participating in such a simple way, a fun way, an entertaining way. There's a lots of giving. There's lots of blessing. It's just remarkable. And these, this is not just in Detroit. These soup meetings, there's a few others around the country, too, I believe. I don't know where it originated from, but what a great concept.
Great concept. I love the democracy of it, too. You know, it's like, hey, I get to vote, too. So the best ideal wins, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the money is invested in the best ideal, not just, you know, the person who wrote the best press release. Because each person is voting, the best ideals are going to survive and thrive in the community.
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah,
exactly.
Isn't that awesome? I think it's just awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know,
totally
if you're a listener and you want to make a donation to an organization and you're looking for prosperity in your life, this would be a perfect thing to do. Go to DetroitSoupCup.com and do it. And I think there's a link to other ones. So if you're a listener from some other city, another state, you could probably find one that's more local to your community, and you could make a donation there. And there you go.
This is fantastic.
Well on your way.
So much fun. You know, I think they watched a video on AOL. It may have been started by them. But what a fun thing to do. I'm going to do this. This is great. I love it. Yeah, very cool. So have you checked out some of the other ones on your list? Because I know that you supplied this, Charities for Financial Prosperity. And there's some other ones on here as well. Are these all ones you guys have given to?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Everything
you guys
here
give a lot.
Is someone that we've checked out and have given to. And, you know, one of the things, too, when you're looking for organizations, there is a difference in terms of the amount of, quote, good that they do in the world, or let's just say how much administrative cost there is to run the organization versus what goes to the, to actually help someone else. These organizations, I believe, all have a very high ratio of monies going to help. There are other organizations that I'm aware of that do not. So, you know, this is just a suggested list. Someone else would have their own. I would just suggest checking that out before you actually made any kind of a donation.
Yeah, I tend to do this. I ask every time I receive a phone call, you know, what is the administration cost? If people do that, I think they will donate wisely, because 99% of the time, the administration cost is between 80 and 90%. So literally that means sometimes only a dime of my money is going for the thing that they just told me to pitch about. And I personally, I can't do that. I'm not happy with that.
Right. No, I'm not happy with that either.
Too. Like, local level, I had right here in Westland, Michigan, the high school. They called because they wanted to get new jerseys for the high school, the new uniforms. And I thought, well, heck yeah, I'll buy jerseys, no big deal. But I asked just out of habit. And they said, oh, well, we don't know that. I said, well, you know, I need to know that before I can write a check for it. They get it back to me, 86% administration cost. And the building is literally four blocks over. I said, I'll just walk my donation over there and give it to them.
Wow.
Because there are companies that just set up to, you know, do this, but they take such a large percent.
Right.
So I highly recommend that people ask, what is the administration cost?
Right. And if it's a 501c3, you know, a federally designated charity, they have to report that number, I believe, somewhere.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and, you know, again, that's, you know, I appreciate that it does take time and energy and money to connect with people who can contribute. But you can make a lot of difference if, you know, 50% of what you're giving goes to your cause. Or in some cases, here's one, the Robin Hood. Have you guys heard of Robin Hood?
Yes.
Okay, so the Robin Hood Foundation, that has millionaires and billionaires on the board, and 100% of everything you give goes to charity. All staff is volunteer, even the millionaires.
Hmm.
So it's pretty cool because, you know, all of a sudden, not only is 100% of the money I'm giving going directly to the causes, one of the cool things that they do is they follow up. They'll give you the money for your soup kitchen or your whatever, but the board has to look at your process. If they can improve your bottom line, they teach you how to do that. And they hold you accountable at the end of the 12 months to make sure that if they gave you the money, that it went for what it was supposed to. So they do it just like they would run a corporation, and it's amazing what they have accomplished. And that's the Robin Hood Foundation.
I'll have to look that up a little bit.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm a little tough on giving. I think you guys, I mean, you have this whole list. I'm real, like I said, you know, like I give to the poor, and then if it's going to be to somebody who's, you know, a corporation like this, I'm really strict about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really look at the administrative overhead, too, because if it's loaded to pay the administration and very little is going to the charity, you know, my money is better used elsewhere.
Sure. I mean, you've got somebody who's like the president of that charity who's making, you know, $500,000 a year, you know, and the charity's getting 10%. You need to know that. Whether you're giving $10 donation or you're giving a $1,000 donation, just by percent, I think it's really important to know.
Yes.
But Detroit Soup is awesome. I love that one. So thank you guys for sharing that one.
You're welcome.
So what else is on that list of yours, Dave?
Well, you know, I think given where we're at with the time and the show and that we're going to, I think it's good if we just table it for later, but it's
okay.
Actually, it's another way of looking at giving, and it has to do with what we're giving in terms of how we're going about our actions with respect to money. Sort of like you said, Penny, and I think you laid a really good foundation. It's a good place to pick up next time is, when you said that, you know, I wonder if I'm giving from poverty or for prosperity. And it's that kind of thought that goes behind our actions. So that's kind of where I'd like to, that was my plan for this time. But I think we did really good. We went down the rabbit hole really nice. We came back up. We're all smiles. But we, yeah, you know, we can continue that subject next time. I think that would be the best course of action.
Okay, perfect. We will do that. I want to say goodbye for Pat because I think her traveling from out of town, she got kicked off. So she's not with us right now, but I am glad she joined us for a little while.
Yeah, which means I get to see her later tonight.
Go ahead.
I said I get to see her later tonight then.
Yeah, there you go.
Going home.
Awesome. That's cool. And so I want to make sure that the readers know how to reach out to us. For the show, you can go to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. You're looking for Truth About Prosperity. There's quite a few shows at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, but if you click into Truth About Prosperity, we will put show notes, of course, and there will be a player so you can listen and archive if you'd like to listen back. More importantly, you can listen back to the show we did last month or the month before because there's a ton of great information in there as well. And Dave, can you share how any of our listeners might be able to connect with you?
Yes, you can reach us via our healing center, which is Body Works Healing Center in Plymouth, Michigan. And that's the website as well is bodyworkshealingcenter.com.
Or, I'll do a shameless plug. They have the best healers in Michigan. All of the massage therapists there do several different healing modalities. So it's really like walking into heaven when you go there. It's fabulous. So
I appreciate that, Penny. You know, and I'll just elaborate just a minute on that because it's again the same aspect of giving. We do a pranic healing clinic once a month. It's free. Anyone can come, and there's no charge for the clinic. And we had a gentleman show up who had pancreatic cancer, had 3 sessions of chemotherapy, and he walked in the door. You know, he sat down, and as we were beginning, I said, "How are you feeling?" He says, "Well, much better." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Well, as soon as I walked in the door, I started to feel better."
Yeah, that's what Body Works is like.
So, yeah. And I appreciate that. But the reason I say that is because when you manage your energy, I'm talking to the listeners and to myself too, because I forget, when you manage the energy in your home, in your room, with your thoughts, and you keep that clean and clear, then it feels good and people notice.
Yes.
And
yes.
That gentleman was a testimony to how energy works.
Yes.
And so, thank you for recognizing that, Penny. But it's something we can all do. And it's something that, Pat and I continue to aspire to keep, you know, things like that as clean as possible. The phone number to reach us is 734-416-5200. That's 734-416-5200. And our other website is the Global Breath Institute, which is, as we mentioned last month, slowly evolving into a new form of breath work that we're working on with many new insights, taking us down the rabbit hole to become masters of our life and ascend above the human potential, because I think we're there and we can do that.
Absolutely.
We can get outside the curve of what normal is and jump into the plane of joy.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to see more of what you're creating there. You know, I've been able to see behind the scenes a little bit on some of the really gifted work that, you know, Pat is such a healer, and as well as you. And so knowing you guys personally, I'm always amazed. So I'm glad you guys are going to be presenting more of that. Healers.
Absolutely.
You know, not just for everybody, but for healers themselves so that they can be of better service. So it'll be great.
We're not really talking about breath work, but again, it's about managing energy, and through the breath is one of the most powerful ways to do that. So yes, you become a better healer when you can manage that energy that way. You can become more prosperous by manage your energy that way. You can become healthier by managing your energy. So what I like to say is that when you can move the energy and shift the energy, then all things good happen. It just is. It all flows. It's kind of
interesting. Hey. I mean, you've got my brain really popping with a lot of different ideas. And I know we're getting close to the end of the show. But, as you know, how you manage money, you know, prosperity, often is just thought of as money, and how you're always shifting it as you're managing energy. And if we interchange those, I think we find a lot of ways in which we can make improvements, and we can see where we fall short and where we can improve. So I like that you're saying that, the managing of energy. Very cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's Body Works Healing Center, and you can reach them at bodyworkshealingcenter.com. And then there's Global Breath Institute, and both of those sites will lead you to Pat or Dave Krichovic. Myself, you can email me at pennygolden@comcast.net. You can also, of course, see some of the stuff that I work on at bodymindspiritguide.com, our magazine, or bodymindspiritradio.com. And we have a listener here. I don't know if they want to talk. I'm going to see if they want to come on here. We have 4 minutes. Hi, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio.
Hello?
Hi. Did you call to listen or talk with us?
I called to, this is my first time calling.
Okay, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. I was just listening in, seeing, you know, if there's anything I'm familiar with, and I was interested in his place of business where, you know, you can go into this healing experiment and, you know, see what kind of vibe I pick up, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm healing from
our vibe
right now.
Pardon me? I said, how was our vibe?
Oh, it was inviting. It was inviting.
Well, good. Thank you for joining us, Phyllis. We appreciate it. I want to remind you can connect with us through our emails, as we just mentioned, or go to bodymindspiritradio.com, where we archive all of our shows. And we come on once a month to talk about prosperity. So we'd love to have you come on again and join us next month.
Oh, okay. I'm very much interested in knowing more about the, you know, prosperity and everything like that.
Do you read a lot of books? Is it an active study for you, prosperity?
Sort of, kind of, just as other aspects of life as well, you know. But this is something different, like through breathing prosperity. Is that what you all were talking about, you know?
Dave Krichovic is a breath master, and he has taught people around the world about the breath. And you can realize so many things when you learn how to control your breath. Dave, do you want to talk with Phyllis more about that?
Well, I think you summarized it very nicely, Penny, in that the breath is a tool to be used that's self-empowering. And that any energy that we're holding on to it with our breath. Any energy that we want to bring into our life, we can bring into our life with the breath. And, you know, here we go again. We're going back to a Bible verse. But in Genesis, you know, it says, "And God breathed into man, and he became a living being." And so, you know, even that seed is there that says how powerful the breath really is, that it breathes life into man. Well, I think what's really being said there is the breath breathes life into anything we want to create, be it prosperity or health or well-being or mental clarity or prosperity or relationships. So it's a tool that can be used in its own right or to enhance other tools, whatever other modalities you're working with. So that's why I love it so much. It's just beautiful like that. I know we only have
like
a few seconds.
It seems like that's interesting, though. Because,
pardon me?
I say that seems very interesting because...
it does. Phyllis, you should join us next month, and we should ask Dave to help us with our breath and how we can release something, and also maybe how we can attract something with our breath.
We can absolutely
do that. What do you think, Dave? Could we talk you into that?
Oh, you just twist my little finger just a tad.
Yeah, we should do it. Phyllis, do you want to join us back here next month?
What day and what time?
Okay, it's going to be the fourth Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m.
Okay.
BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. Girl, I'm going to be waiting for you.
Okay. Next
okay.
Wednesday
right.
at 7 o'clock.
Thank you so much for joining
okay.
us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have a great evening,
thank you.
Everybody.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
Thank you all
bye-bye.
For joining Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and the Truth About Prosperity.